Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Garwin and Leanne Lenander inviting you to join us now as we talk about some important things that you should know when you look at your financial picture. Today we're going to talk about something that we have not really hit all that much.
It's really exciting, too.
Insurance ratings. But when you think about insurance, it's a dull subject. People don't like to talk about it. But it's something when you are planning your financial picture, you have to take into consideration, because that whole financial picture can collapse if you probably don't have any insurance, because that insurance protects your financial picture. Garwin, you were going to say something?
No, go ahead.
Well, one of the things that is offered to the individual is term insurance, is cash billing insurance, like whole life, universal life. There's so many different kinds of insurance. Now, when you decide the kind of insurance you need, it'll depend upon your situation, how old you are, the kind of insurance you want that's going to cover your assets, all of these different kinds of things. But how does a person actually decide what kind of insurance they should get? And one of it, like I said, are insurance ratings. Garwin, you need to clarify some of this, because this is really kind of a tricky situation.
Well, what has happened over the years is insurance companies have, and I'm particularly talking about life, health, disability, long-term care, have been judged by their financial holdings, their ability to pay claims, etc. And there are a whole plethora of rating systems out there, rating companies out there.
And that's where the confusion lies.
And that's what I'd like to talk about a little bit today. Now, why has this happened? Well, many years ago, and I don't even know, I've been in business so long, I can't tell you times anymore, 20, 25 years ago, a very, very large company called Executive Life went broke. Now, why, I don't even remember anymore, but they had to file bankruptcy, and the people's monies were tied up for a long period of time. Now, they got their money back, and they got some minimal interest on it, but they couldn't get their claims paid or their monies out of those contracts for many months. It was probably a year and a half or so. So that became very important, because Executive Life was a huge company, and the previous companies that had gone broke were little bitty companies, but this one really shook the industry up. So what we're going to is talk about for a little bit is, when you go to buy insurance, you should ask your agent, what are the ratings? Now, there are 8 or 10 rating companies for life insurance, a disability, annuities, etc. They are AM Best, which is the oldest of the rating companies. And then there's Fitch, F-I-T-C-H. And there's the Dow, and there's Moody's, and there's Comdex. Now, Comdex is relatively new. Then there's some more. There's some other ones that each one has their own little niche.
And now you have to tell why you want to know about those ratings.
You want to know that if when you buy that insurance and you pay your premiums, you want to know exactly what that they're going to be able to pay the claim when there's a claim time, whether it's for health insurance or for disability or for annuities or for death benefit. You want to know that you put your money in, that they're going to pay the claim. Now, each one of those 4, 5, 6 companies that I mentioned does something different. One will judge the value of the bonds. One will judge the value of the returns within the company's investments. Each one has their own little niche. So is one more important than the other? Not really. If you're really going to investigate that, you really have to look at all of them. And Before Bob comes in with a stick, Leanne, and gets after it, we better give our phone numbers.
Yes.
Okay, my number is 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997.
Are those rating services, are they, would there be any reason you would want to pay more attention to one? Maybe because of your financial circumstances, you might weight this one a little heavier over here than...
You might, depending on the kind of a policy you bought.
Mm-hmm. See, it all depends upon which policy, what kind of policy.
The AM Best is primarily used for life insurance.
Okay.
But, and I don't even remember which ones, the other ones. The bond companies would be probably more important to the annuity purchaser. And let's be real blunt about it. Most people never ask about that. That's I've only been asked half a dozen times in the 40 years in the business.
Asked what are the ratings?
What are the ratings? That just doesn't happen. People should.
Right.
But they don't.
They used to, Bob. Okay. They used to always ask, well, tell me about the stability of this company. Well, they'd look up the rating. Or you'd say, well, why would you choose this company versus that company? Well, these are the ratings. And so we look for the best product for you, and we want to be sure that if you have a claim, that that company is going to pay. And a lot of the other companies that were going ahead and being rating companies, some of them actually went out of business.
Yeah, absolutely. You were going to say something, Bob?
Oh, I was just going to say maybe it's because people are too trusting nowadays, and they figure you're not going to sell them a piece of junk.
Well, that may be, and I don't know, but I just, frankly, I just don't get asked. Mm-hmm. I just don't get asked. Now, if I get a proposal, if I typically don't. I just call and get some numbers, and I talk to them. When I sit down with Bob, I said, Bob, this is what's going to cost you, and he says, okay or no. Mm-hmm. But sometimes people want a proposal. I get a proposal. Then they have all those ratings. And that's the thing that's kind of difficult to understand, because the ratings don't really tell you that much, except because company, I'm going to use, for example, AM Best may go, AAA, B+, B, B-, C. Well, that's fine. But then Moody's may go A, B, C. Yeah. And then Fitch goes AA. And so if, mm-hmm. so if the agent says, well, they're a AA company, well, by which rating?
You're right.
Yeah. So it's very confusing. And it, like I said, it doesn't really mean anything unless you have the whole list out there and how the rating works.
Okay.
You have to trust your agent to pick something right for you. Mm-hmm. But if you have a question, then at least you can go back to the agent and say, all right, you picked this company. Why did you pick this company versus this company? And he or she may say, well, because of how it is rated. And that's why we're bringing it up, because quite often you will go and get two or three quotes.
Oh, I may have 8 or 10 quotes, and I may not take the cheapest one. Mm-hmm. Because I don't like the rating. They've had some problems. They have not performed as well, and the ratings may still be good. Executive Life had a AA rating when they went broke 25 years ago, which was really tremendously horrible for the insurance industry.
So is that on the rating company then? Was that the fault of the rating company for giving them a AA?
Yes,
then?
Yes. Uh-huh. That was AM Best. Uh-huh. That was all we had at one time, was AM Best. And that was their fault for not investigating further, or I don't know. I honestly don't know why, but they were faulted, and they took a terrible licking about that.
They really didn't have enough in reserves. It's basically, yeah. This is the thing. They didn't have enough in reserves to pay their claims.
So do we need rating companies for the rating companies?
Probably.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That's probably true.
Well, let me ask you a serious question.
Sure, ask. No, go ahead.
So you got life insurance with a company for 20 years. You develop, during that period, you're thinking you're going to have it for 40 years. You develop a cancer or some other condition during that time period, so you might not be as insurable if you had to switch companies. All of a sudden, you get a notice. I'm assuming they're required to tell you if their ratings drop or rise or something, or no?
Not really.
Okay.
But they are required to send you a statement. And that statement may show that their asset base or your cash value is not what you thought it was supposed to be. And then you are in trouble because that policy may not last.
Okay.
And that does happen, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Now, what's happened, of course, we've talked about that. The interest rates have been horrible for the insurance companies in the last 3-4 years. So they have not been able to get the returns that they wanted, and hence they've had to not be able to put as much cash value in the contract as they thought they were going to.
Okay.
So contracts that were issued 15, 20 years ago, some of them are in serious trouble.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's where the long-term care came in. They were having problems
mm-hmm.
because they didn't have enough in reserve to meet all of their
claims.
Expenses and their claims. And so a lot of companies are saying, hey, we're not going to sell long-term care anymore. We can't make enough money on the money that comes in. Therefore, we don't want to get into trouble, so we're just plain going to stop. We're not going to sell that product anymore.
Prudential and Metropolitan, two of the biggest companies in the country, both bailed out of the long-term care.
So what happens? Do they just grandfather anybody who's already in?
Everybody who's got a contract is safe.
Okay.
And that's very important that you've got a contract. They have to honor that claim.
Okay.
Now, there is a situation where an insurance company goes down the tube, but you are protected through something else, and that is what we have here in the state of Minnesota.
Oh, well, they're in all states, Leanne.
Yeah, but
we are covered in Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Right.
It's called the Minnesota Guarantee Association. I just pulled a statement out of a contract I just got issued the other day, an index annuity contract, and I'm going to read it because it makes sure that I say it right. The maximum amount of guarantee for all policies on one life, the same insurer, is $500,000. No matter what the contract is, they're going to pay up to $500,000 if the company can't pay. $500,000 on life insurance, death benefit, $130,000 on the net cash surrender cash value, $250,000 of the present value of an annuity, and $410,000, where that number comes from, on a structured settlement. So they have monies to pay. And where the monies come from, if you do business in the state of Minnesota as a company, you have to contribute to that pool. And that pool is set aside to make sure that you don't have any more executive life situations.
And believe me, the state of Minnesota looked very carefully at all the products that come through, because they quite often will turn a company away.
That's one of the biggest problems we agents have in the state of Minnesota, is products are not approved here because the state doesn't feel they're in the best interest of the client.
Would you ever advise, maybe this is a dumb question, but would you ever advise somebody to diversify their insurance among a bunch of different companies?
Absolutely.
And so they
spread absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Huh. Okay.
That's always a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you get a big enough company. I just did a $4 million plus app the other day. I put it with one company. But the company, I know that company is going to be able to handle it.
Okay.
Would I have put it with some other smaller companies? No, I would not have done that. Leanne, give your phone number one more time.
651-365-5000.
You almost forgot.
Mine
is 651-436-3997. Bob, you had something else?
Oh, she was giving him a chance to grab a pencil and paper to write it down.
I was just taking my time.
Right, you don't want to race through it.
All right, we hope that this clears up some of the information that people have asked. We don't understand that. Is it important? Yes, it is important. Most of the good companies will have good ratings, but that doesn't always happen. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts, now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.